This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, by Northwestern Bank, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, East Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson's Water Care, Post Glass and Mirror, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, by Trust Point, Country RV, and by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
WOGO. Sports Station.
Thank you, Paul Anthony from Superior, Mark Halverson, and tonight, Eric Minarski. Yes, the McDonald alum and the father of the Chi-High senior, Mason Minarski, our color analyst. Excited for this one, boys. Division I regional semifinal. They met back on February 7th with the Cards winning 59-46, but for reasons that we're not fully understanding, it is what it is, that Superior gets the 8th seed, Chi-High gets the 9th seed, Chi-High with the two-hour bus trip. Eric, how'd you survive the road trip?
Well, I survived. Let's
All right.
just put it that way.
Good enough. All right, good to be here, yeah, for sure. And make that bus ride a lot better way home with a W here tonight in advance to the winner of Oshkosh West and Memorial, that going out at the Eagles' Nest. If the Cards do advance, we'll have it for you. 6:35 pregame for that one tomorrow night here on WOGO as well. So the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And we begin with just looking at this opponent. In fact, Superior comes in here 12-11, Chi-High 14-10. Most significantly, I guess, what jumps out to you is that February 7th game. And you'll hear the Superior coach recalling, he says he's watched the film three or four times already. And so they got out to a big a 9-point lead, but the Cards ultimately win it by 13. They lost to all the teams they faced in the BRC this year except for Eau Claire North, of course, who came in at the rear of the Big Rivers Conference, Superior beating them February 21st, 74-56, their most recent game last Thursday night at Hermantown, losing by 10 points. But that's the thing with Superior, and I guess there's a way that I think Dave explained this some on Saturday, Dave Check. The idea that a number of Minnesota schools, and it's our understanding that they factor in those schools as 500. They don't just take their record, and that in some ways, some speculate, is what boosted Superior in the computer standings.
Yeah, that's how I saw it, too. I was actually listening to a podcast on WIS Sports with Mark Miller and Travis Wilson, and they explained how the better schools record-wise get penalized a little more when for the out-of-state versus the teams that are maybe 500 or below. They're playing fictional comparable teams, you know, which maybe enhances their seed or their how the computer views it. But yeah, it is what it is. I mean, both teams know they got to win. Other than the drive, I believe, you know, I'm okay with this, you know, and you just got to win.
Absolutely. And so for the Cards, of course, their last game was this past Saturday, a game we had for you on WOGO. They got off to a great start at Memorial, ultimately losing 84-69. It was the Battle of the Masons, Mason Minarski and Mason Stoik in that one. But we'll wait and see what happens. Again, you don't know. Should Chi-High and Memorial win, it would be at Memorial tomorrow night for a regional final. But should Chi-High win in Oshkosh West, pull off the upset over the Abes, then it would be Chi-High who gets to host a game.
Yeah, and that Fox Valley Conference is really tough. Anything could happen. I don't know the makeup of their roster, but, you know, sometimes it only takes one person, you know, having a night.
Right.
You know, so anything could happen.
Let's get the whole evening into perspective, though, for boys Division I and through five regional semifinal play in the guys' action tonight. Yes, Oshkosh West is at Memorial in D2. Menominee is at Medford this evening in Division III. You got St. Croix Falls at Osceola. Bloomer is at Baldwin-Woodville. St. Croix Central is at Maple Northwestern. Somerset's at Prescott. And Mauston is at Elk Mound. In Division 4, Shell Lakes at Unity, Shatec Warehousers at Cameron, Shawamagon's at Ladysmith, Colfax is at Fall Creek for quite a battle, and Spring Valley is at Melrose Mindoro. Also in Division 4, Eau Claire Regis is at Whitehall. Neillsville is at Durand, Arkansas. D5, this is where Caleb Swenson and Dave Flanagan with the call as the McDonald Max are playing host to Turtle Lake, and you can catch that on Max TV tonight. I've got it up on my phone, and so we'll keep you updated on that one here as well. Also, we've got Clear Lake is at Owen Withy. So, and again, our WOGO sports calendar shaping up like this. I said, if the Cards win, we'll have coverage tomorrow night wherever they're at, if it's at Eau Claire Memorial, or even better, if it's at the Birdcage at Chippewa. On the other end, and both teams just took the court a moment ago when you heard the buzzer. In the meantime, we are already slated, the McDonald girls winning to it, beating Prairie Farm by 4 last night. So in D5 sectional final, the right to go to the Rec Center at State next week and play Friday morning at 9, or just after 9:05. They've got to beat Siren and Barron tomorrow. Caleb Swenson and Dave Flanagan will have the call for you 12:35 tomorrow afternoon on WOGO. And then tomorrow night, hopefully the Cards are playing, and if McDonald's advancing to the regional final for Boys Division 5, that again would be on Max TV. If somehow Chi-High is not playing and the McDonald boys are, that game would be here on WOGO with about a 6:30 to 6:35 pregame. Having said that, coming up, we'll have the first of two coaches' conversations. We'll hear from the head coach, Corey Diedrich, the head coach of the Superior Spartans. That's in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Ow! Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Superior tonight, the boys, Division 1. regional semifinal. The Spartans hosting the Cards. Coach Diedrich, how's it look for your squad?
Yeah, no, excited. I mean, excited to get a home playoff game. I think there might have been some thoughts about that, and I think with the seeding in general, with a lot of teams in Division I, Section I, but we're certainly excited. I mean, you got to beat teams to advance, and so to get an opportunity with a young team that we have to be at home is huge. We're looking forward to it.
Certainly, you guys do a lot of traveling. I mean, being here, and you go down and play BRC schools, some come, and so yeah, it's a good drive, obviously, a couple hours. I just did it myself. What about certainly any potential impact you think for the Cards? But basically, I mean, it's a pretty good, solid team. You saw them on February 7th.
Yeah, no, I think just the mental of coming in, you know, each team looking to win one game, right? I mean, it's all we can do at this point in the season. And again, you know, being at our home gym with a new team, a lot of new faces, you know, from last year's team, you know, on Superior here. I'm looking forward to it.
So, you know, it was less than a month ago, but close to a month ago. I mean, at Chi High, they beat you by 13. What do you take away from that? How do you look to improve upon that tonight?
Yeah, you know, that game, I thought, you know, we started the game pretty good. We were up 11-2. They kind of just slowly, you know, ate away. Low-scoring game. Second half, we really didn't do anything offensively. After I've watched the film back about three, four times now, you know, I thought that was one of our poor games this season, but I also think they didn't play that well. You know, and they had opportunities to really extend their lead and didn't. And late in the game, it was closer than the score, you know, but again, on the road and in a pretty good environment, you know, I'm looking forward to tonight being here with our home crowd.
And Minarski, I mean, it all starts with him. I mean, obviously a player of the year candidate in West Central Wisconsin, leading in scoring and rebounding, but he can do it from the outside and the inside.
Yeah, no, he's a real deal. Love his game. He can score from anywhere on the floor. We're going to do our best to try to contain him tonight. I saw he had 39 last game versus Memorial. You know, as a senior, which he is, right? He's going to do everything he can to get to play again, right? And we got to match that energy.
Mm-hmm. And so the key for your squad tonight?
Yeah, I think the keys are you know, trying to contain Minarski and Tom Zach for sure. You know, limit them to one shot each possession. And then, you know, get good looks on the offensive end, you know, use the energy from a home court, from a home playoff game type atmosphere, try to get a win.
Very good, Coach. We wish you the best. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Corey Diedrich, he's the head coach of Superior. And coming up, we've got more of the Cardinal Countdown pregame show in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports from Superior, the Spartans hosting Chi High.
Yep, it's cold. You're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Hey, location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
can see.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Rated with the.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski back at Superior High School Gym, where it's Chippewa Falls and the Superior Spartans in this boys Division I regional semifinal. Also on Max TV, keeping track of McDonald and Rip Lake as they get started top of the hour. Now, first off, no conversation with head coach Jason Prue, because as they arrived up here, apparently at a nearby facility, they were getting some practice shooting in. There was a youth program here that was occupying the other gym, and obviously you take the court about, 15 minutes before the ball game. So we really didn't have a chance to interview him before the game. But obviously we've talked to him a lot throughout the season. Hopefully we catch him in the post game later on. But the fact of the matter is, you played the game. Eric, you watched this team, I presume, all season long. Your son, Mason Minarski. So what about it? What about, as you would say, the kind of the coach's mindset and these players, this long road trip against a team that less than a month ago they beat by 13 at Chi-Hi?
Well, he obviously, you know, rewatched the game, I'm sure, 2, 3, 4 times as well. They had a week to prepare. What I remember from the last game was their zone gave us some fits out top. Second half, in your interview with their coach, once we started getting it in the middle in the second half, we were able to whittle and form that lead. So if our guards can handle the pressure in the backcourt and successfully get the ball in the front court where we can actually run an offense and make them all five of their guys defend, I think we're in good shape. Otherwise, if we're turning it over in the backcourt and they're getting runouts, we could be in a little trouble. And then have to see what happens after that. But yeah, I see their pressure up top being the Achilles heel, you know, for us, potentially.
Chi-Hi and Superior this evening here on WOGO, as we can kind of check out the season for the Cardinals. First of all, beginning at Medford, 71-69 win. Tough weather, and then a win at Rice Lake and another close one, 64-60. Talk about the streaks, though. They had the losing streak of 7 in a row, but only followed by a winning streak that just got ended, an 8-game winning streak that got ended with the loss at Memorial on Saturday. But two distinctive runs. So first off, what about the losing streak?
Well, during the losing streak, we did play a tougher schedule, tougher part of our schedule. Maybe had some things not go our way, maybe didn't gel. What I noticed to start the winning streak is
at Wausau West,
yeah,
a 63-56 win.
We began getting the ball more down low to Mason and working inside out, not just relying him being a three-point shooter. We're too easy to guard when we're so outside orientated. And now we give him that other element of scoring, or even having him pass out of the post to wide open shooters. So I see that as a big reason why we've kind of gelled a little better down the stretch here.
Let's go to our Ford Tyson Ford keys to the game. Tyson Ford, you'll find a friend at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it, Eric Minarski? Keys to the game.
First of all, I know like past keys to the game has always been like free throw attempts. I don't think that is going to change for us tonight, based on the fact that they're playing a zone and we'll probably have a lot of possessions where it's a catch and shoot. Being that, you know, we're not driving against a man and forcing those kind of fouls. So basically, the key is, can we handle the top three guys in their zone on that fierce press there that they do?
Yeah, that press, and certainly that was a bit of a problem during that lull that the Cards had against Memorial last Saturday. It was good to see the Cards bounce back and get right back into that game. But that does it for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. The Cardinals coming up here at Superior. Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski, as we're getting set closer to tip-off, we'll get you the starting lineups in basketball, edging ever closer when we return on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Seven. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSN.
But built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
That are creating mayhem.
Just on the heels of the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem on WOGO, thanks to Zach Wycheck back at WOGO. Maybe some extra responsibilities tonight, trying to give us a clean listen. So thanks so much, Zach, for working with us, and again, he'll be manning the controls for that exciting sectional final tomorrow. McDonald and Siren, 12:30 the pregame. The Lady Macs from Barron against Siren. But our order of business tonight is Superior and Chippewa Falls. And so with the public address announcer booming over the top of me, the Cards are the visiting team here tonight, so let's get you their starters here this evening. I don't know. Can we hear this? I don't know. I think we'll go ahead and do it ourselves. All right. And so for Chippewa Falls, 6 foot senior number 3, Christian Crumbaker, joined to the backcourt by 5'10 senior number 4, Kansas Smith. The Cards also go with 6'7 senior number 5, Jackson Tomczak, also in the starting lineup. 6'5 senior number 15, Trent Lindner, and 6 foot senior number 44. Mason Minarski. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. Meanwhile, for Superior tonight, they go with 6'5 senior number 3, Danon Lull, 6'1 junior number 5, Trayson Saniger, also 6'1 senior number 21, Carter Lambert, 6'5 freshman number 24, Calvin Anderson, and 6'2 freshman number 35, Drew Eisel. And Superior is coached by Corey Diedrich. But certainly what stands out, Eric, not one but two freshmen for Superior.
Yeah, hopefully we can take advantage of that with our senior-dominated team. But they're in there for a reason, so anything can happen here.
Right. Again, Oshkosh West facing Eau Claire Memorial tonight. And the winner of this one meets the winner of that one tomorrow evening. If it's Chippewa at Memorial, we'll have it for you, 6:35 pregame. And if it's Chippewa and Oshkosh West, we'll have it for you from Chippewa, same start time, 6:35 tomorrow night. And should the McDonald boys win tonight, that also, like tonight's game, would be on Max TV. Superior dressed in similar colored uniforms to maybe Eau Claire North with the Columbia blue, powder blue, the light blue numbers, and some trim, some white pants and some, it looks to be darker blue lettering. Chihai and the Road, black. I like those uniforms with the red numerals lettering and trim. So we're about ready to go. Chihai going right to left and Eau Claire North left to right. We're about ready for basketball. Boy, this PA announcer really goes over the top. All right, here we go. About ready to toss it up. Minarski going up against the Spartan, and they get a second tap and win it. Danen Lull winning it. And they've got it as they're on the attack left to right. Superior out on top against that Cardinal man-to-man defense. As they work it on the outside and swing it on top to Anderson. Anderson matched there defensively against the Cardinals, number 15, Trent Lindner. Work it off on the right side to Iso, one of those two freshmen in the starting lineup for Coach Diedrich. Superior patient. They jumped out to an 11-2 lead at Chippewa. February 7th.
Good possession so far for Superior, being patient, trying to break us down.
Right, and they get it on top to Saniger, working against that man-to-man for the Cards, and there's the three-point miss that time by Lull, but Superior offensive rebound. And thinking about the long-range shot, Saniger, and they get it into the corner, and there's the three made by 24, Calvin Anderson, the freshman. He's got his first three, and the Cardinals down 3-0 early. Chippewa with a forecourt. They bring it right to left. Kansas Smith out on top. Again, the Cards fell behind Superior the first time they met. It's the 3-2 zone. Eric Minarski for three, and the tie got it. We're tied at three. So there's your first tie of the evening. And the Cards accomplished that.
Kansas just missed a steal.
Got deflection, and Minarski kind of volleyballs it down the floor.
Good job,
and it's
Jackson.
Saved by Jackson Tomczak, and a whistle and a foul on the Spartans with 16:29 to go first half.
Well done there, boys.
Go ahead. What did you see there?
Well, just good hustle by Kansas, which you see every game.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
Oh, his defensive intensity
is
fantastic.
It's unmatched. It's unmatched.
For sure. And he'll get the inbounds now as Superior commits their first turnover of the night, tied at three. Bounce pass in to Crumbaker. They get it around Lindner and then stolen away by Superior. So the Cards have turned it over as well. Tied at three, and the Spartans now cross the timeline. They bring it left to right. Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski on the call here on WOGO's Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Max TV, where you find McDonald against Rip Lake. Whistle and some...
No,
clean block that time as Saniger took it down low.
Yeah, it looked like a foul to me, but...
I thought there was some body.
Yeah, there was some contact.
Maybe that's a good early sign they're going to let him play, though.
He was fairly vertical, but there was contact.
Yep. And so at 3-3 game, Superior on the attack on the outside, Saniger. Saniger gets it on top to Danen Lull. They got a mixture of seniors and freshmen in this starting lineup as we work through it for Superior. And out on top to the freshman, Anderson. He's a good one. 92% free throw shooter. Wow. The deep left corner shot on the way is good. On the money for Carter Lambert, one of those seniors.
Good ball movement there by Superior. Good looking shot.
And it's a 6-3 Superior lead as the Cards take over. They've had two trifectas now. And Jackson Tomczak to try to answer it. A little bit short on that one. Out of bounds, and it's Superior basketball.
I like the fact, though, that Trent's hanging around the basket. Lately, when he's having success, it's because he's limiting himself from being outside and being where he belongs down there. He's doing a really good job lately.
Trent Lindner?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And into the forecourt, Superior with a 6-3 lead. Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski in the call here on WOGO. Spartans on their home floor, obviously going to feel a little bit more comfortable than that loss to Chippewa, 13-point defeat February 7th. Saniger for three. It rattles out, no good. Cardinals maybe catch a break there. That was close. And here comes Chippewa across the timeline, Crumbaker. 6-3 Superior lead, early going. Boys Division I regional semifinal. Crumbaker gets it left side, Kansas Smith. Smith, right side, finds Tomczak. Boy, it'd be nice if he can light it up. He drives, deflected. Minarski for three. Got it. His second three for Minarski, and the Cards tied at six.
Yeah, it looked like there was a little commotion there. Got it out there. Got a clean shot.
Second tie. And a whistle and a foul. Crumbaker out on top commits his first. It's, I think, the first foul. Well, for the Cardinals, Superior had one earlier.
I like the aggressiveness, but I don't like where. You know, when you're 8 feet
out. Oh, that
out,
far out. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just, you know.
And I think Christian was frustrated with it, too. But it's
in his DNA to play that way.
Right. We got an intense backcourt defensively, and you like that. Crumbaker and Smith as clock ticking toward 14 minutes to go first half. Sandiger drives, dishes down low, shot put up, no good. Whistle and no whistle, and they get the offensive rebound for two. And scoring that time was Calvin Anderson, and he's got five, the 6'5 freshman, and it's a 8-6 lead for Superior. Narski has both of the hoops for Chippewa so far as Crumbaker with it out on top.
Keep moving it. There
Working
we go.
Around and Crumbaker for three in the lead. Off the rim, no good. Minarski battling the boards and coming away, Kansas Smith. Crumbaker driving through two defenders for the hoop. And Chippewa goes on top 9-8
good
for the first
time
tonight.
Good move by Christian there. And I believe that was Kansas that kept it alive.
Well, your son did tipped it some, but then Kansas, right. So good job. Again, impressive from Mason. You're telling me he's not even really 6 foot probably and led the conference in scoring and rebounding. And stepping out of bounds is 24 Anderson, the second Superior turnover. And time for me to tell you that Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, three generations of service. And proud to support local sports, visit StelterIncorporated.com. Ryan Stelter, like you, a McDonald alum.
Yep. He was, I believe, he might have been an eighth grader or a freshman when I was a senior. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, very successful in business. And all right, Chippewa on the attack with a one-point lead now, working around the outside. There's Minarski. Oh, just misses his third three, and Sandiger now advancing it into the forecourt. He'll set up behind the timeline for Superior. Into the game for Chippewa, Zeke Johnson saw his mom in the lobby earlier, and driving, whistle, no, missing the shot, Sandiger. But again, that's the third offensive rebound for Superior unofficially, Eric, with 12:45 to go first half.
Yeah, and also Easton Bob has checked in. Also.
Yep. Thank you for that. And in off the Superior bench, they've got number 12, Devin Ford. He's really their sixth man, a six-foot senior. Superior, very patient. We talk about low-scoring games. Well, they help bring the score down, right?
Well, they will. I mean, they're getting good looks out of it. So, I mean, if you're maximizing your possession.
Sandiger for three over Zeke. He hits it. Trayson Sandiger hits it over Zeke Johnson, a three-pointer, and three threes for Superior, as well as another two, giving them their points on the night.
Yeah, it's not bad defense. It's kind of good offense, you know.
All right, I thought that the Cards had gotten a three on the third shot, but
our third basket was a two by
Crumbaker, right? Yeah, okay, I thought it was a three. So my mistake. So Chahaya has not had the lead, and we've had instead
three ties.
Easton Bob, who has that three-point capability, front irons it, and it's an 11-8 Superior lead.
I like it when he takes that shot. He can't pass them up.
He's had some big moments, most notably the Menominee game. Cardinals down by three. That's their biggest deficit. So far, we've had three ties. Driving into the lane. Whistle and a foul and good penetration by Calvin Anderson, the 6'5 Superior freshman.
A little bit undisciplined by us there, but, you know.
Jackson Tomczak, first personal, second team.
Gotcha.
And Anderson to the free throw line, where I've got him as, a 92% free throw shooter.
Probably the wrong guy to get then, huh?
And he missed that one. Well, again, you know, to be honest with you, the stats at Wiz Sports on them were only partial. I asked the coach, and he said those are roughly accurate, but you got to go with what you got.
Sure.
So, all right, but good news, he missed the first one, and the freshman steps up and hits that one. So Anderson off to a six-point start. And Chip with it down by four at 12-8, the biggest hole so far. Zeke Johnson right side. They get it to Jackson Google, Easton Bob, Mason Minarski, and Jackson Tomczak. Tomczak left baseline. Has it knocked out of bounds by Sandiger, and the Cards will reload.
Yeah, just got to stay patient there. Stay patient. We don't need to put it on the ground there. Keep the ball moving. Make the defense move.
And Zeke gets it in. Minarski wide open three, and oh, and misses that one at the top of the key, and Sandiger back with it. That one seemed to catch the Superior defense sleeping.
I haven't seen that action out of that out-of-bounds play yet this year.
Yeah, and so they work it on the outside now as it's Devin Ford. He goes with the long sleeve shirt. Now Sandiger gets it out on top. 6'1 junior. Blocked shot and a foul, and Tomczak may have got his second with 10:52 to go first half, and it looks like it. Hands on the hips. Teammates come over. Google and Zeke, and that's the second one on Jackson Tomczak, and I got to think he's going to check out of the game.
Yeah, that's been an Achilles heel of his, too, that early foul trouble. And for a guy that you need on the court, too.
Well, I think back to the way this season started as Sandiger hits the first free throw. I mean, impressive three-point shooting in Bedford, and certainly he's capable of that.
Absolutely.
Coach keeping him out there at the moment. Krumbaker about to come back in. Kansas Smith for Zeke Johnson. Krumbaker's going to come for Easton Baum, so they're going to keep Tomczak out there with the two fouls. And Superior growing that lead now at 13-8.
Was it on him for sure?
Yeah, I thought so. And the second one is good. So Sandiger gets both free throws. He's got five. 14-8 now. And Chippewa down by six. Kansas Smith on the outside to Krumbaker. Minarski has 2 threes so far. Krumbaker with a two for Chahai's 8 points. 10:35 left in the first half. Easton Bob on the right side. Make it Jackson Google, actually.
Yeah, just keep working it here. Be patient. Find the gap. Find the...
Minarski to Krumbaker. He'll drive. Bounce feed down low. Tomczak misses the shot.
Good luck.
Clearing it out of there is 24, Calvin Anderson. So Superior with that six-point lead. Remember, at Chippewa, they led by as many as nine early at 11-2. Anderson on the right side to Sandiger. Down low, he finds Anderson. Contact, whistle, and a foul on Krumbaker. He's going to get his second.
Just a hair sloppy on defense. You know, maybe the weak side help's not there.
Yeah.
You know.
Again, they're getting the Cardinals' attention here, though, as he misses
absolutely.
The first free throw. Anderson now listed at 92%, but 1 for 3 from the line. So that's what partial numbers will do for you. 10:07 to go in this first half. Second one from Anderson is good, so he's been better on his second so far. All right, into the forecourt now. Krumbaker as the Cards go right to left, trailing it 15-8. Their biggest deficit of this early first half. Down seven. Minarski wants the three. Left side missed it. He hit his first two, but hit the cold stretch here.
Yeah, he'll get going. He'll get going. It was a good look. And another guy like Easton, you can't pass him up.
No, he's had a lot of good looks, right,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, especially that out-of-bounds play.
Yeah, that was. And that's Sandiger to try to extend the lead to 10, and he does. So Sandiger, Trayson Sandiger, his second three, the 6'1 junior, has eight, and Superior up by 10.
Well, the thing here, these guys, they got to play like it could be their last game.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. Kansas Smith now picks up the dribble as it knocked away left baseline on the floor, gets it to a teammate, and they're going to call timeout. Jason Prue, a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 9:20 left, first half. Back in a minute from Superior. Cards down 10 on WDOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Chippewa with the ball, down by 10. Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski with the call, and we've got Max Boys Basketball, their Division 5 regional game on Max TV. There's the missed shot by Google from the right side. Sandiger gets the rebound. Superior ball up 10 as they bring it left to right.
It seems to me that their zone isn't extended as far as it was the first time we played them. I wonder if that is to contain Mason down low. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and Sandiger knocks down Smith and gets called for the charge. So Kansas Sandiger called for the charge.
That's a typical Kansas Smith play right there. Hustle, effort, and using his head.
and try to update you on the McDonald game. It's 15-all. So McDonald having their hands full with Rib Lake as inside of 8 minutes to go in the first half. So a little bit of superior full court pressure now as Minarski in the backcourt to Smith. Joined out there by Jackson, Google, Easton, Bob, and Trent Lindner now. And Tomczak on the bench, as is Krumbaker with those two fouls.
Got to make them pay when they do that.
Kansas, left side to Google. 8:35 left first half, so we're into the second quarter, if you will. Kansas double teamed on the far side. Bounce pass stolen away. Cardinals, second turnover.
And those are the ones that kill us, too, you know.
Card's been stuck on eight for a long time.
Yes,
now. So
yes.
Offensively, a cold stretch, and going to have to have somebody stepping back and almost losing it out of bounds on the near side. Superior recovers. Danen Lull on top to Sandiger. He really makes the it go for them.
Yeah, and he had a cold game the first time.
And he buried that three.
Not this time, though.
No, he is dialed in right now, and Sandiger, the junior point guard, has 11, and Superior up 21-8 on your Cardinals. The other end, a pass near, and they are fired up right now, as that was Drew Isel, a 6'2 freshman, like a linebacker in football, almost intercepting. He knocks it around, but they got all the fire, the energy, and the momentum.
Yeah, we got to kill some of that momentum here.
Inbounds pass, they get it to Google, the post up, little junior hook, no good. Rebound comes away to Danen Lull, Superior with the ball, and boy, it was tied at 8 there on a 13-0 run since Krumbaker tied the game when the Cards were down 2. Tied it at 8, a 13-0 run. Sandiger again, he hits another one. He's got 14 points. The point guard for Superior on 4 threes and a couple of free throws. The Cardinals in a big hole. They're in the midst of a Superior snowstorm, and they maintain possession, but their defense living off the energy of those made baskets, and it's 24-8. That's a 16-point hole.
Yeah, and we got to quit trying to hit the home run and just get this, you know, down a little bit, little by little.
On the far side, Easton Bob. It's a 16-0 run for Superior, and Sandiger has fueled a good bunch of it as he himself has 14 points. Minarski for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Spartans. Out of there with it is Drew Isel. The thing is, if you don't want to fall too far behind, there's still 7 minutes to go in the first half.
Right.
And certainly the three-point rule allows for comebacks, but Sandiger just from the parking lot, front iron, no good. So, again, he was feeling it,
yeah.
And they've been very pure, but the Cards, it's been a long, cold spell.
Nice
feed down low, Lindner for two.
There we go.
Good feed by Easton Bob, breaks the 16-0 drought, and it's 24-10.
Yep, got a good penetration there and a nice drop-off.
Hopefully that starts some momentum for the Cardinals.
There we go,
Kansas. And the Kansas Smith going to turn it over, lay it up, and in.
Nice.
And the Cards back within 12 at 24-12.
If we can get after it a little bit. There we go. All right.
Superior wants a timeout to talk about it as well. Some words to the referee. We'll take a half a minute break back in 30 seconds on WDOGO from Superior.
Get your head post glass and mirror. Quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post glassandmirror.com.
Barry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 an hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 an hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at barryglobal.com/careers. Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski from Superior. Spartans on a 16-0 run, got up to a 24-8 lead. The Cards on a 4-0 run. Make it 24-12. Three-pointer on the way. Outside, no good. Missed by Danen Lull. Offensive rebound followed up. And a third one is good. It was Lull, and then it was 24, Anderson, and then Lull gets the 2 points.
Yeah, he just wanted it more. We gotta toughen up in there.
Yeah, there have been too many offensive rebounds. And a steal by Superior. And then a travel is immediately called. So it was a steal. And then it was a travel. And so I've got four turnovers on Superior, three on Chippewa with 5:55 left first half. Google and Bob and Zeke Johnson, as well as Mason Minarski and Trent Linder for the Cards. Prumbaker and Jackson Tomback on the bench with two fouls. Linder puts up the shot whistle and a foul, and I think it's going to go on 35, Drew Eisel, the 6'2 freshman for Superior.
A good post entry there, good turnaround jump hook, and two free throws coming.
Yep. 5:47 left first half, 26-12. Cards down by two touchdowns, but trying to get this thing into single digits soon as possible. First one is on the money for Trent Linder, and Trent on the season, a 53% free throw shooter. And second free throw in a moment. 26-13. Chippewa down 13. Second one, good. So good touch by Trent, stepping up beyond that 53% free throw shooting. And again, on the season, 8 of 15, but make him 10 out of 17 now.
That could be a good sign, him dropping two free throws.
Absolutely. Spartans on the attack left to right. They've got the backup Devin Ford back in the game with the long sleeve white shirt. Shot on the way. Calvin Anderson, the freshman, no good. But Ford gets the rebound. On top to Saniger. He's been 14 points for them. Whistle and a foul as Saniger taking it to the hole. And, boy, he just looks really comfortable and confident tonight here in the home gym with the 14 points out of the point guard position.
Yeah. And that was a real quick first step on that. Yeah, that was a nice move.
And that foul goes on Kansas Smith, the first one on Kansas, and the fifth on the Cards as a team. Again, they've got too many offensive rebounds. Sandegren is called for the travel. Fifth turnover on Superior. So the Cards now, chance with a three-pointer to cut this thing to single digits. And Zeke Johnson will check out. And Krumbaker checking back.
Linder went out.
And so Mason Minarski is going to... he played all of the Memorial game the other day. He's got to be in pretty good shape, huh?
I'll tell you, that's one thing about Coach Pru is he leans on his leaders.
Yeah.
You know, he did it with Reuter, did it with Peyton Rogers.
Right, right. All right, Krumbaker down low to Jackson Tomczak, who's checked back in. Easton Bob, in and out on a three-point attempt. Tipping it around. Good job by Kansas Smith and Minarski, and Krumbaker gets it. Kansas Smith
strong,
on the left side.
Strong.
Down low, they try to get it to Minarski for two. And the Cards cut it to 10 at 26-16.
There we go.
But again, making some noise while they can in this first half.
Just get a stop and limit them to one shot here and whittle it some more.
That's right. And Superior now with that 10-point lead. They've played fine in their home gym here. And Sanager leading away with those 14 points. Out on top, Anderson, the 6'5 freshman. He seems poised beyond freshman, and that 6'5 height, I saw him out there. I mean, he's got a good basketball body.
Yeah.
Sandegard all the way in with Smith hanging all over him, and he's got 16 points, and he's doing it, you know, what your son shows so well, the inside and the outside game.
Yeah, he's looking smooth when he gets down there.
16 points for Sandegard, and again, he's exploded for them in this one here tonight. He came in averaging 17 a game. Missed shot by the shooter.
Tomczak.
Tomczak misses it. Eisel out of there for Superior. Back to a 12-point lead with 4 minutes left in this first half. Boy, it'd be nice if Jackson's still scoreless, at least according to my numbers right now for the Cardinals.
Yeah. He'll get her going. He's had a couple good looks. He needs one to fall.
Yep.
Shooters need one to fall.
Into the right side. There's the shot up. No good. Missing at that time. Dane and Lull. And Kansas Smith, a long outlet ahead to Mason Minarski, lays it up and in for the Cardinals. Make it 28-18 now. Cards back within 10.
Good recognition by Kansas there to see that.
Yeah,
eyes down the court. That's perfect.
Excellent pass for sure, yeah. And Devin Ford now working it on the outside to Calvin Anderson. Anderson, the freshman, may have double dribbled there, and the ref kind of did the motion.
Yeah, it looked awkward. Definitely looked awkward.
Yeah, it did. And into the right corner. And then Eisel almost traveled. Puts it up. No, misses it. Gets his own rebound. Way too many of those.
Yes.
And now Saniger from three. Difficult angle over the backboard. Cardinal basketball. I tell you what, if he's going to shoot a three, I'd just as soon be it. That was between the top of the key and the corner. And that's a tough angle.
Yeah.
You know as a
yeah.
shooter, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That was a tough angle. But a shooter's going to shoot it.
Okay. Where did you like to shoot it from?
Anywhere. I just like to shoot it.
Okay. I had the privilege of doing play-by-play for many of your McDonald games back in the day.
I guess I would prefer the upper half. Mason likes the corner for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, I like the corner as a shooter.
It seemed like the toughest one, but...
I don't know. There's something about it. It's just the dead-on part.
Maybe.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, Minarski's pass deflected, recovered by Zeke Johnson. And a nice dish that time from Easton Bob. They work it around. Zeke in the corner.
See, that's a shot. That's a shot Zeke's got to take. He can't be scared to take that shot.
Minarski, oh, he got fouled, and he's going to get go to the free throw line where he's an impressive 84% free throw shooter for the Cardinals. Been busy this year, 61 out of 73.
And yeah, if Zeke doesn't take that shot, what happens is Superior realizes that we're trying to force it or force feed Mason.
Explain for people where was the shot from.
It would have been a corner three. But Zeke's got to know on the pass that you're ready to shoot that.
Yeah.
That's why it's passed to you.
And 9 points for Minarski now, and the foul was on 24 Anderson, his second. So if anybody's even near foul trouble for Superior, Calvin Anderson, both of them dead on for Mason Minarski, and he's up to 10 now in this first half, leading the Cardinals. 2.5 minutes left, first half, 28-20 Superior. Again, it was a 16-point lead. The Cards have cut it in half, so credit them there.
Yeah, whittling away.
Yep.
Just those second-chance points that they're getting.
Yeah, too many of those. And then Saniger takes it all the way down low, catches the double-team attention out of the man-to-man, and there's the shot off the bench and good for Landon Ang. He's another freshman. His first two, a 5'10 freshman, makes it 30-20 Superior. Zeke Johnson out on top for the Cardinals now. Minarski on the left wing. Goes down low to Lindner. Got it. Nice play.
Great pass there. He threw it to the open hand where only Trent could get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And back to an 8-point game here for the Cardinals.
There we go.
And a whistle and
picked up his dribble, yep.
A carry on Saniger, the Spartans' sixth turnover.
Got to make him pay here now.
Yeah, absolutely. Cards within eight. And Crumbaker's going to come for Zeke Johnson. Jackson Tomczak for Easton Bob. And Jackson Google is out there along with Lindner and Minarski. So it's basically the starting lineup except Google for Kansas Smith right now. Google left corner. And his pass stolen away by the Spartans. And they got in front of the intended recipient, Jackson Tomczak. But it went out of bounds. And so it didn't have possession, as Kansas is going to come in, I think, for Google right now. So back to the starting lineup. 96 seconds left in the first half. And the Cardinals down by 8, 30-22.
We might get a three off this.
Kansas gets it in. Tomczak, three-pointer on the way, off the rim, no good. Crumbaker rebound. Kansas Smith, left hand, put it up and in. So there you go. The Cardinals back within 6.
All right, big stop here.
30-24, Chippewa within 6 here. Spartans with it. Final 75 seconds of this first half. Saniger, he's been lights out for Coach Diedrich and Superiors. They built this lead to as big as 16. It's at 6 right now. Cards have lopped 10 off of it. Saniger drives off the rim, whistle, and a foul on Chippewa with 101 left here, first half. Let me tell you that online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University, always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. As Saniger hits the first free throw. I didn't catch who the foul was on, did you?
It could have been Kansas. I didn't see if it was somebody beyond Kansas, but he was the one guarding him.
Right. Saniger hits them both. Again, he is their leader. He seemed to have an off night in Chippewa, but not tonight. This is an on night.
Definitely.
Cardinals down 8, 32-24. Final 55 seconds of the first half. Little problem against the pressure. Minarski loses it out of bounds. Good pressure by Superior, forcing the turnover. Only the fourth in the card, so they've taken good care of the basketball. If there's a one weakness that stood out, it's allowing too many offensive rebounds to Superior. Don't you agree?
I agree totally, and we got a little sloppy as of late here.
32-24 Superior, final 50 seconds of the half is Google and Zeke Johnson, Minarski, Lindner, and Easton Bob. And again, some of your guys trying to protect those guys that have two fouls already, as Kansas Smith and Crumbaker and Jackson Tomczak all check out. Superior maybe going to hold it for one here. Why not? They get an 8-point lead at home in this boys Division I regional semifinal. Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski, Max and Rib Lake in quite a battle at McDonald on Max TV.
Well, we'll see what happens here, too, because maybe they're like us and they have a hard time when we try to hold it.
Yeah. Final 20 seconds here. Coach Diedrich's got a hold of it for one. Yeah, it would seem like the guy to watch is Saniger, the point guard.
Yeah, I would have locked him
up. Zeke Johnson's on
him. Passed it.
Inside
now
of 10
lock
seconds.
Him up so we can't get it.
Deflected and stolen away. Jackson Google races down the floor. A layup block shot fouled up and in by Lindner.
Good finish.
As the time ran out, the basket counts. Lindner. Coach Diedrich was hoping it didn't. It does for Lindner, who stepped up for the Cardinals a couple of different times in that first half, as he has 6 points. And at intermission, our score, Superior 32, Chippewa 26, back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
773 Net.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
At halftime, Superior leads Chippewa Falls 32-26. Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski here on WOGO Sports. The McDonald boys leading Rib Lake at the half, 29. Well, actually, with 4:11 to go, it seems to say. Not sure what the story is, but when I'm looking at a Max TV, it says McDonald 29, Rib Lake 20, 4:11 left in the first half. So. But they're not showing any action right now, so I'm not sure if there's an injury situation or what. But that is, and now I'm seeing the clock running. Oh, it's halftime. Okay, hello. The teams have not returned. Okay, so I was thinking, okay, so 29-20 McDonald at the half. Let's just talk about the first half, first of all. So, again, just like they did at Chippewa on February 7th, Eric Minarski, you had Superior out to an early lead, but what it was – our third tie of the game was at 8, and then they go on a 16-0 run, 24-8. Since then, Chippewa's come up with 18 points to their 8 and cutting that 16-point lead to 6.
Well, they came on, punched us in the mouth a little bit, and obviously shot very well. I don't know that they can sustain that. Hopefully they don't. But we got to get tougher. I mean, I know threes produce long rebounds, which are tougher. You know, people always say, block out. You know, but it's tougher than you think, but we got to get more physical. And I tell you the truth, I would prefer they continued to shoot threes. When they're getting in the lane, we're not sliding their feet well enough right now.
So we may have to check again. Chahai, we'll do the scoring here in the first half. This is what we have for Superior's 32. I have two for Dane and Lull. Trayson Saniger has been the story. He has 18 first half points. That's one more than his season average. Three for Carter Lambert. Also another freshman, Landon Anrang, had a basket for two. Calvin Anderson, the 6'5 freshman, stepping up with 7 points. And that is their first half scoring. Meanwhile, for Chippewa, I don't know.
I got Chippewa's.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because they had the scores over there. Christian Krumbaker has two. Kansas has – Smith has four. Trent Lindner, 2, 4, 6, 8. And Mason Minarski, 3, 6, 8, 10, 12 for 26.
All right. So, again, Mason had the two from the line, two two-pointers, and he started with – he made his first two threes. And so – Jackson Tomczak had several shots, has yet to hit one. And that would be a huge, if you had to look at this going into the second half. I mean, to get your 6'7 big guy who can score from the outside, or that would be, he's your number two scorer at 14 a game.
Well, when I was coaching and playing, the coaches told me, and I used it when I coached, if you're struggling from the field, maybe get yourself down in the lane, down on the block, maybe get to the free throw line, you know, and start your scoring off on a free throw to get your stroke going.
Yeah.
You know, for a shooter like him, I mean, he just needs to see one go through the hoop, maybe with a deep breath from the free throw line or something, you know, that would get a kick started for him.
We've got a handful of highlights we can get you from the first half. We'll do that when we come back after this timeout on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Clearly.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Ran with a new...
Chippewa with a forecourt. They bring it right to left. Kansas Smith out on top. Again, the Cards fell behind Superior the first time they met. It's the 3-2 zone. Eric Minarski for three, and the tie got it. We're tied at three. I got the wrong Minarski. It's, of course, Mason Minarski, but I'm doing the game with his dad here and called his dad's game 30 years ago. Here's another highlight. Kansas Smith. Smith, right side, finds Tomczak. Boy, it'd be nice if he can light it up. He drives. Deflected. Minarski for three. Got it. His second three for Minarski, and the Cards tied at six. All right, we'll hope for some more highlights in a moment. But first of all, it's time for something new. It's the TrustPoint Plan for the second half, brought to you by TrustPoint Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. TrustPoint in Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Minneapolis. Consultations are always free. TrustPointIncorporated.com. Eric Minarski, what's the plan for the second half?
Well, for starters, I watched both groups come out of the locker room, and Superior had a ton of confidence. Our guys, hair mopey, so they better change their attitudes around here. But bottom line, senior-dominated team. Coach Prue has to dance with the date he brought, and I would say, my son or not, they got to lean on him.
Yeah, very good. And that's the Trust Point plan for the second half here on WOGO. And again, as we said earlier, Jackson Tomczak particularly, be great to see him connect some. Here's another highlight or two as we close out the halftime. Zeke Johnson out on top for the Cardinals. Now, Minarski on the left wing. Goes down low to Lindner. Got it. Nice play.
Get a three off this.
Kansas gets it in. Tomczak, three-pointer on the way. Off the rim, no good. Krumbaker rebound. Kansas Smith, left hand, put it up and in. There you go. First half highlights on WOGO. Hoping for as good or better in the second half as the Cards cut a 16-point deficit to 6 here as we get ready to start half number 2. Here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And as we do, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls.
Extending a little pressure here.
Yeah, and the second half underway here as Superior going right to left. Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski on the call as we get our rosters in front of us here. Saniger, so impressive in that first half with 18. He's going to take it right to the basket, and he scores and draws a foul. Trayshawn Saniger, they don't have an answer for him, Eric.
Yeah, it was a good, strong move. He hung in the air long enough to draw the contact like a good player would.
He's got 20. And is the foul on Kansas Smith? Is it his third? Let's see. Free throw is good, but they take the foul away so quick.
Well, it's got on the board over there.
Yeah. All right, and so the free throw is good. So a 9-point as Saniger connecting on all of his free throws. The Cards get it back. Krumbaker to Jackson Tomczak on the right wing. He's double-teamed, almost mugged. They come up with a steal.
Travel.
And then gets called for the travel. So it is a Chahai turnover. That's their fifth, and Superior turns it right back to Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, it's another one of those turnovers that we have to avoid that if we want to win this game.
The foul actually was on Lindner, and that was Lindner's first one tonight when Saniger got the three, and that was a great way for Superior to start this second half. They lead it by 9. Down low, Tomczak, spin move, drop, got it. Nice job by Jackson Tomczak.
Hopefully that catapults him, gets him going here.
Cardinals within 7, a touchdown and an extra point here. Tick towards 17 minutes left in this second half in regulation. As Saniger has been so dangerous, driving through two defenders, puts it up, and he's just red hot. Everything.
Yeah.
He's got the Midas touch tonight.
You usually don't break Kansas's ankles, but they just got broke there.
23 points for Saniger. He's got their first 5 to start the second half. Krumbaker's pass deflected and stolen away by Superior. And the second half turnover for the Cardinals and taken away by 21 Carter Lambert, the 6'1 senior.
Yeah, we definitely need to buckle down here, get a stop.
Sixth Cardinal turnover, one less than Superior. Saniger just lighting it up as he's working on Smith now. Picks up his dribble. Putting kind of a one-man show, and the drive missing, no good on the drive that time. Anderson, but another offensive rebound, got his own down low, missing the shot. No, followed up and in. Anderson.
Yeah, 3 second chances.
Yeah, that was way too many, and that's where that hunger that you're talking about, that hunger, determination, confidence, it's there. They lead it by 11. It was 6 at intermission. Minarski, low right wing. They work it around, good passing on the outside. Lindner on top, Krumbaker for 3. Off the rim, no good. Tipped up by Lindner. Out of there with it, Saniger. Here comes Superior. Lay down the floor, and there's 2 more for Anderson. The lead goes to 13.
Well, we're either going to battle out of this or we're going to need a timeout shortly.
Right. Krumbaker into the forecourt. The Cards bring it left to right. They were down 6 at the half. It is more than double to 13. Right side to Tomczak. Double team again. A lot of help on that zone defense for him. Tomczak, right side, spin move on top. Krumbaker going to try to hit the lefty. No good. Rebound, Superior. Collision. Minarski falls to the floor. and it's going to stay Chi-Hi basketball, but there was some good content. That was like football.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of fight we need. Now it just got to resonate to the other guys.
And again, that's Mason, arguably player of the year in the area, giving it all he had to keep that ball alive and keep this possession alive and keep hope alive for Chippewa. Down 13 with just over 15 minutes to go. Cardinals struggling against this 3-2 zone. Tomczak cutting in through the defense. He's going to put it up and in. His second hoop of the second half.
There you go. Two buckets this half for him.
Yeah.
Getting them going.
And they need his scoring. But, hey, Superior's defense preventing Mason from even getting a shot off here in the second.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. I mean, I would too.
Right. And, again, the lead at 11. It had been 13. Saniger, the junior point guard, driving. Whistle and a foul on the Cardinals. And Kansas Smith with 14:38 left here in regulation. The Cards down 11. And that's his third. Third personal for Kansas. Second on the Cards as a team in the second half. Superior yet to be whistled for one.
Well, and that's our lack of penetration.
Yep.
Against that zone.
And Superior, you talk about it in terms of they got some seniors, but with Saniger and these freshmen, it should be decent next year. And he falls to the floor. He's going to help himself up. Saniger, the 6'1 junior, another Chi-Hi foul with 14:31 left here in regulation. And Kansas, just like that, gets fouls 3 and 4.
That foul prior, I thought, was a bad deal for him. I thought Mason Minarski actually got the push on it, but they credited it with Kansas.
Kansas is still out there, but they got Google at the scorer's table. He'll go in for him now. So the Cardinals senior, who gives his all, 5'10 senior, goes to the bench with the 4 points.
Well, the one thing, too, is Google can guard him if they put Google on him. He's a tenacious defender.
Saniger has hit all his free throws, and he's up to 25 points on the night. And so he's had a stellar evening. 25 of Superior's 43. Minarski, deep left corner, buries that one for three, and the Cardinals sure needed that. 43-33.
All right, big stop here now. Yeah, Google's going to bear down on him a little bit, maybe get a little physical with him.
Yeah, into the deep left corner. The shot up, three-pointer, no good for Superior by Danen Lull. And then in pursuit of the rebound, it's going to go on Chippewa. So, again, the foul starting to pile up. That's the fourth team foul on the Cards. None for Superior with 14:01 left second half.
And it occurred on a second shot.
Yeah, it's been a talk about an Achilles heel for the Cardinals.
I mean, they're long rebounds. I get it, but it
Google
seems like
getting his first.
We're not getting the offensive rebounds on the other end, so I don't. There's something going on here.
Sandoff driving and misses the shot. Been a rarity, but a tip up beautifully done by the 6'5 freshman Calvin Anderson. And Anderson is a good foil for Saniger, and they go back to a 12-point lead. Kronbecker scores at the other end.
Good move by Christian, penetrating off of 2 feet, gathering himself. Great shot.
Again, 10-point game. Still a ton of time in this one. 45-35, Cards down 10. They trailed by 6 at the half, so Superior's grown it by 4.
Travel.
And that is the travel and the Superior turnover, their 8th.
Okay, I always say when I was coaching, too, when they turn it over, you got to make them pay.
That's right. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. Mark Halverson, Eric Minarski with the call. Jackson Google in the deep left corner on top to Minarski. Minarski to Google in the corner. Cardinals down 10, 13 minutes left from Superior. You win, you play for the regional final tomorrow night against the winner of Memorial and Oshkosh West. Krumbaker loses it, recovered by Superior. Minarski with him. They're tying it up. Possession arrow, we haven't seen indication yet. The arrow is going Chahai's way.
That's a pretty fortunate jump ball there. Mason had him bear hugged from behind.
I don't know how he didn't get a foul.
I know, but I don't know. Respect, maybe. I don't know.
But I think your son, I mean, as you see him play, what kind of aggressiveness did you have as a player versus what you see from Mason?
Well, it's similar on the court. The only thing.
As Jackson Google prepares to toss it.
He keeps his temper a little better than I do.
Okay. Good. 45-35, but I mean, there's that nose for the ball. I mean, how do you at 6 foot lead the conference in rebounding, right? I mean,
yeah, you know, and that's
impressive.
Things we talk about, you know, and You know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that's easier than you think.
All right.
There's only so many people want to do it.
Crumbaker going to put up and in. Yeah, willingness to do the dirty work. And the Cards back within eight at 45-37, down by eight. And Devin Ford in off the Superior bench. Still plenty of time for the Cards to make their move here.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how long Jason keeps Kansas out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with a losing your done scenario, you know, you almost got to ride it.
Saniger now, the point guard with the 23 points, working on Google, misses the shot. Cards had the rebound. Linder had good position. And Superior going to get their first foul of the second half after almost 6 minutes of basketball.
Yeah, strong rebound there for Trent.
And Danen Lull getting his foul for Superior, and that is his first. So it's Minarski and Crumbaker for the Cardinals, as well as Trent Linder. Google, three-pointer, left wing, off the rim, no good. Minarski skying for the rebound, couldn't quite get it, but tipped it out, and it's there. Chippewa Falls has it. Minarski, double team, cross-courts the pass. They work it down low to Tomczak. Tomczak, spin move into the lane, kicks Minarski, open shot, left wing, came up short. Rebound, Ford had his hands on it, Superior out of there with it. Well, the Cards did get an offensive rebound.
Finally, yeah.
Hasn't been common.
And we got a decent look out of it.
Yep, that's right. 11:40 left in regulation, Cards down by eight. I'll tell you what, if they win it tonight, it will be overcoming struggling for much of it, right?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
It has been a hard night. Three-pointer on the left wing is good, and that makes it a little harder as Danen Lull knocks the three down, the first one for him tonight. Four different Spartans have hit from outside. 48-37, back to an 11-point deficit for Chippewa Falls. Ball out of bounds. Cards maintain possession. 11:15 left here in the second half.
I'm sure it's in the plan, but they have Mason out top with Christian, and we're talking 6-8 feet outside the arc, and I'm not sure. I think Superior prefers him out there, so I don't know what's going on.
Easton Bob in there with Jackson Google, Jackson Tomczak, Christian Crumbaker, and Minarski has played the entire game. Crumbaker inside the three-point line. Easton Bob's capable of those from long range. Oh,
going to need one right here.
There it is. Easton off the front iron, no good. Crumbaker, good rebound. Cart's getting more of those. Jackson Tomczak, turnaround off the front iron, no. It's just not been there tonight, folks. And again, we're reaching down deep, but inside of 11 minutes potentially left in the season. Superior ball up 11 as they bring it right to left. Right side, Saniger. His star has really long three-pointer. Devin Ford rattled around. No, boy, he must practice from the parking lot.
I think most kids nowadays do.
I guess so, yeah. That was took some confidence for a kid off the bench. And Crumbaker out on top to Minarski on the far side. Back to CC. Christian will drive, pull up a tough shot off the glass. No, Jackson. Tomczak, rebound is good.
That's what we need right there. Toughness down low.
And a timeout. We're back in a minute. Cars down 11. No, down 9. 10:22 to go from Superior on WOGO Sports.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Superior ball up 9, whistle, and a push on the Cardinals. It's going to go on Easton Bob, and I believe the first one on the 6-foot junior. Make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Who scored for them?
One of their bigs, was it three?
Okay, and that is Danen Lull getting his sixth and seventh points and upping the lead back to 11 for Superior. And Cardinals on the floor. Tomczak, somehow they keep it alive to Google on top to Krumbaker. Right side to Easton Bob. Deflected by from Easton. He recovers. Minarski working the baseline. Oh, his pass stolen away. Cardinals, seventh turnover. Matching Superior now. 9.5 minutes to play. The Cardinals on defense down 11. Sandiger and Jackson Google got in his way and committed the foul for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I like the effort there. That's a tough one. They cleared out the whole side for him. That's a tough guard from 25 feet and in.
Yep. 50-39, Superior up by 11. They've led by, I think, 13 here in the second half at one point. But, again, it was you like that six-point halftime lead, but yeah. Superior out to a quick increase of that. And Sandiger's been too much, and he's going to hit again. And now it's back to 13, and he's got 27. And he's putting on a show, putting on a clinic. This is what an offensive point guard looks like. Wow.
We just look like right now no one wants to take control here.
Yeah, Krumbaker into the lane, puts it up and in.
Needed that.
Yep. Krumbaker netting that one.
8 points for him.
Yep. And
another one.
Sandiger could drive again to the lane. It's like practice for him. Nobody can stop him.
Reminds me of when we played North and we cleared out for Christian about four times in a row.
Would it help at all to go to a zone? I don't know. That's not really Chai's.
No, because they would probably just hold the ball then.
Yeah. Down by 13 with 8.5 to go. Krumbaker. They work it on the outside. Again, Chippewa down by 13. That's 4 3-pointers and a free throw. With Kansas Smith at the scorer's table with his 4 fouls. Whistle and a foul on Superior with 8:20 to go. And that's going to go on Devin Ford. The first one on Ford, only the second on Superior. In the second half, the Cards have 6. Google checks out Kansas Smith. It's the starters minus Tomczak right now is on the bench. And in his place, Easton Bob out there for 3-point shooting ability, although Jackson certainly is capable of that as well. Minarski dishes to Bob in the right corner. I don't know. Down 13, just over 8 minutes to go. Minarski, they almost double and triple team. Then Krumbaker off glass, no. Rebound Superior. Out of there with it. A scrum on the floor. And the possession arrow pointing Superior's way. They get it with 7:58 to go. The ball in a 13-point lead.
Yeah. What I see happening here is either Sandegard's going to take it to the left on a clear out again, or they might try to work some clock like they did in the first half with good possessions.
Yeah, inside of 8 minutes. And Superior, again, a team that was 12-11 on the season. They lost to the Cards by 13 at Chippewa, but lead Chippewa here by 13. And it's just been a tough night. It's been a hard slog throughout for the Cardinals. And a carry is called, so the door left open as Anderson commits their ninth turnovers. The Cards get it back. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Krumbaker driving into the lane. Pull up. Got it. There we go. The Cards within 11. And again, my mind goes to some of those great comebacks they've had. This year, they're going to need another one of them.
Absolutely, yeah. Starts with a stop.
Yep. 11-point game, 7:15 to go. Easton Bob on the defense on the freshman Anderson. Stolen away by Minarski. There's the clean steal. He's going to take it. He got pushed. Put it in! Amazing shot by Minarski. He got shoved and he got shoved hard. And I don't know, it was just a flip off the glass. That was sweet.
Yeah, that was timely, too. We needed that.
That was a huge steal, and he could just tell he was kind of playing with the defender, Anderson, the freshman who committed the foul, a hard foul, and Mason able to just flip it underhanded and get it to go, and now he can make it an 8-point game with 7:08 to go.
See if he does make this, if we put a little pressure on.
Got it. You don't have to say if when he's at the line with that shooting percentage. All right, so it isn't. That could be the difference. If the Cards win, that's going to be the one we go back to. That steal and that 3-point play.
Just missed it.
Trying to answer. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, and I think
Danen Lau hits the three.
Unfortunate, too, because I thought they missed a travel on the kickout, too. But
timeout, 6:53 to go. Cardinal ball down 11 when we come back from Superior on WDOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Tradition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinals down 57-46 from Superior. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check of the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Dave slated to join us if the Cards advance to tomorrow night, but going to have to overcome quite a challenge here to pull that off. After the game, fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one tonight at Culver's of Lake Halley. I love their mushroom and Swiss. Get me a double mushroom and Swiss. Delicious. Those Culver's fries. Fantastic. All right, here come the Cardinals. Down by 11 as they bring it left to right. Crumbaker across the timeline after the three-pointer a moment ago. And near steal, and the possession arrow is still Chai High's. And I think Chai High will maintain possession with 6:41 to go. But we're starting to see that sand go through the hourglass here.
Yes, absolutely. And
that last one, you felt unfortunate because you thought there maybe was a travel, and instead, with that not being called, and they got the three-pointer.
Yeah, and it is what it is, but we're just not helping ourselves either.
Now, but again, after the steal by Mason and the three-pointer, it felt like maybe you could have been a momentum changer, but that's where Superior's been able to answer it.
I think they came back and hit a three. So,
right.
Yeah.
And a couple of different times, you know, that's happened tonight. And again, the Cardinals, deliberate possession here, 6:20 to go. Mason on top to Smith out near the timeline. Easton Bob rifles one to Smith. Crumbaker behind the arc. He'll drive. He finds Minarski for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Kansas Smith. Good job. Gets it to Lindner for two. Cars back within nine with 6 minutes to go.
Yeah, like you said before, hopefully not too little too late.
Lindner with a good night the field.
He's been solid the last couple games.
And he's got 10 points on the evening, so double digits for one of the many seniors on the Cards. And missed shot on the drive, no good that time by Saniger.
Better help defense there. Easton stepped in and cut it off.
It's a 9-point game, 57-48. Three threes and some defensive stops. 5.5 minutes to go. Smith, Minarski, free throw line, right side. Crumbaker for three. There's one of them off the rim, no good. Tipped up and almost, and a third time it goes. Was it Lindner or Minarski?
It might have been Trent Lindner.
Lindner's got 12, and Lindner having the offensive game of his season, and just when they need it. And the Cardinals now are within 7 at 57-50 with 5 minutes to go, and Kansas Smith knocks it out of bounds. It's going to stay Superior basketball with 5:02 to play. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 5 minutes to play. Superior ball.
Yeah, we're going to have to get after it here in extensive pressure.
Force Superior to win this game at the line.
Yeah.
And again, some of the guys, the fouls have piled up a little bit.
Or force them into some situations like we've been put in. Maybe they'll throw it around or kick it away or something.
Anderson, the freshman, kicks it out.
Yeah,
there's the shot on the way, and he got it. Danen Lau, his third three all in the second half.
Yeah, just what you'd want, but
he had 2 points at halftime, but he's buried three threes, and now it's a 60-50. Superior lead, 4.5 minutes to go. Tomczak out there with Minarski and Crumbaker. And Google and Lindner. Spin move, Tomczak off glass, no good. Rebound, Lindner tries to push it, doesn't. Superior ahead of the fast break. Saniger is going to lay it up and in. It's a 12-point lead with 4:14 to go. He's got 29. No, make it 31
for Saniger. Big
night
for him.
Yeah, huge.
It's time for our leadership here to take over.
62-50 with 4 minutes. Tomczak off glass, no good. Rebound Superior, and the Spartans now with the ball and a 12-point lead with 3:55 to play.
And they're brimming with confidence right now,
yeah,
too.
On the brink of trying to win their 13th game, but the most important of their season, as it would be a regional final, regional semifinal win that advances them. They'll get their bus trip of their own, most likely to Memorial for tomorrow night. Lost to the Aves during the regular season, as they did to everybody in the BRC, with the exception of Eau Claire North. There's a clear travel, yeah, on the freshman Landon Anring, the 11th turnover for Superior. But again, time running out on the Cards, 3.5 minutes to go, down 12.
Yeah, this is a situation here where if we don't get anything quick, your best player has to take a shot.
Oh, and almost surprised by the pass, Minarski from Krumbaker.
Like right there.
Minarski for three, a long three, off the back iron, no. Rebound Krumbaker.
Be ready, yep, to shoot it again.
Tomczak, right corner.
Why
Jackson
not?
Google is going to airball one. And Linder has his hands on it, fighting hard for it. Cards come away. Minarski has it blocked. And Superior out with it with 3:05 to go.
Tough call there, but he had his back to him. I mean,
yep,
tough no call, I should say. But
Superior whistle and a foul as the Spartan goes to the floor with 2:55 to go. And they're loving it in the Superior student section as the Cards huddle in the lane. And Linder gets his second on the night for the Cardinals. It's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. As the first free throw is good from Dane and Lull, who's had a hot second half. Or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Boy, what a second half for Dane and Lull. He's helping out Saniger, and he's got another one. Just 2 points at halftime, but got 15 now. He's got 13 in the second half. Doesn't seem like it, but Saniger also has had 13 in the second half. Kansas Smith for three off the rim, no good. Follow-up is good. I think that was Google, Jackson Google, and a timeout Cardinals. We're back in a minute. Cards down 12, 2:42 to go from Superior on WDOGO.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Fox News, there is no...
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
It, you know that
Superior with the ball and a 12-point lead, 2:39 to go, and a whistle and a Chahai foul. That's their eighth, and it'll send the Spartans to the free throw line. It goes on number 11 Jackson Google, his third. As I mentioned, the eighth in the Cards as a team. Drew Isel, a 6'2 freshman, didn't even have a free throw percentage listed, I think. So again, very partial stats at wizsports.net for them as Isel hits that one. 13 points in 2 minutes and 39 seconds. It's a tall order, but that's what the Cards are looking at to keep their season going. Second one is up off the back iron and falls in. It's been that kind of night. Boy,
yeah,
that just speaks to the night, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It hit. It looked like it was going to be a miss, folks, and it,
well, it
kicked
was
in. Yeah, 14-point lead now for Superior. The Cardinals on the attack left to right. Tomczak falls down. Kind of an inadvertent trip. Maybe they're going to call the foul. They will. And it's on Isel, who just hit the free throws. His second with 2:26 to go. Time is of the essence. The Cards down 14. The threes have just not been falling at a high enough clip here tonight. Deep left corner. Jackson Google off the rim. No good. Contact. Boy, Google colliding with number three, Dane and Lull. And somehow they're going to not call the foul.
No, the ball hit out of bounds.
Yeah, right, right. And so Kansas Smith it with 2:17 to go in the Cardinals' season unless things turn in a hurry. Kansas Smith to Google on top. Krumbaker. Kansas misses the three and a couple of bounces on the rim. And then Krumbaker, the Cards showing that hunger, but maybe too little too late in terms of the passion here.
Yeah.
And it's offensive against the Cardinals. Jason Prue is upset.
Well, we made our own bed tonight.
Yeah.
I mean,
so the Cardinals
haven't particularly shot real well either.
Turn it over for the eighth time tonight, and Coach Prue did not like the call. Superior against the Cardinal pressure. They work it down the floor to Anring. Three different freshmen they play, and a whistle and a foul by Minarski with 1:58 to go. But again, down 14. The shots just weren't dropping tonight.
No, and credit Superior. You know, they obviously had a great game plan coming in.
Yeah, and again, Trayson Sandiger, I mean, a much different performance from him than we saw a month ago at Superior, at Chippewa. And the missed free throw, no good, followed up and missed by Lowe, one of the few misses he's had in the second half. Jackson Tomczak comes away with it. So there's your foul strategy paying off. But again, this smothering defense has been effective. And Minarski is going to the free throw line, and the act of shooting gets fouled with 1:44 to go. Second foul on Trayson Sandiger, a 6'1 junior. He'll be back for Superior next year. Yeah. I think Mason was trying to save us in the
well,
act of shooting.
He was going to, but the
yeah.
foul possibly occurred
right.
you know, prior.
Yeah. And a whistle and a foul again. Superior, you don't want to be fouling up 14 to be stopping the clock.
Right.
But they commit back-to-back fouls as the freshman, Anring, maybe a first one of the night. Kansas Smith to get it in for the Cardinals. On top to Krumbaker. Three-pointer. Just not falling for Christian tonight. And out of bounds to Superior with 1:34 to go. And inbounding it for the Spartans, Calvin Anderson against the Cardinals full court press. In the backcourt, Anderson gets it off to Sandiger. Sandiger across the timeline. Finds an open teammate, and there's two for the freshman, Anring. And he's got two more. And it's a 16-point lead, the biggest for Superior in the second half. It matches their biggest lead of the game that they had at 24-8. And that calls to mind the 16-0 run that really kind of put this game in a different perspective after we had three ties out of the gate,
right.
Climbing our way to 8 points.
Right. I'm curious to see, too, if Jason doesn't throw in the towel here and honor the seniors
yeah.
to come off the court maybe.
Yeah, there you go. And Minarski is going to miss the free throw. Google's going to track it down. And out of there with it, Superior with a 16-point lead with 70 seconds left. And a slam dunk. A dunk for Calvin Anderson, the freshman. And the Spartans now up by 18. The minute to go. Jackson Tomczak for three. No good. Rebound snagged by Krumbaker in the lane. Off the back iron. No tap off the board by Google. Minarski gets it, puts it up and in. And a timeout, Jason Prue, 46.4 left, back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Got to everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Zone defense. We're not used to seeing them.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. The waning moments of this one, 46.4 seconds. The Cards down 16. Superior breaks the press. Sanager's had a terrific night with 31 points to lead Superior, 31 of their 70. For a long while, he had more than half their points, but we've seen others like Dane and Lull stepping it up big time with 15, including 13 in the second half. And a foul goes on Minarski. Well, what a high school career it's been for he and so many of his fellow seniors, Eric.
Yeah, I'm very proud of these seniors. I was fortunate to have coached a lot of them.
First free throw no good for 22, Landon Enring. Yeah, from, coached them when?
Third grade, fourth grade, you know, all through the lower levels. And good to watch how they've grown through the years.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of them.
For sure. Senior-laden team. And Anderson checks out for Superior, and they bring some of the subs in. Enring will miss the second free throw, but a rebound up and good. And Danen Lull, of course, two more for him. He's got 15 in the second half, 17 after just two in the first half. Krumbaker cuts through the defense, made of largely reserves. And basket and another foul back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
He took the stand.
Just one spot. Okay. 72-56, Chippewa, and a little confusion maybe, Eric, whether a timeout was called?
I think it was a timeout so Jason could get some other guys in and have the ovation for the seniors coming off.
Somehow the ovation, just like a lot tonight, didn't necessarily pan out
right
in the same way here. But, yeah, so many seniors mentioned him. Zeke Johnson off the bench, Christian Krumbaker, Kansas Smith, Jackson Tomczak, Jackson Google, Trent Linder, Logan Paulsrud, Mason Minarski. Eight seniors on this team.
And it's been a while, too. Last year, two seniors. The 2 years prior to that, 3-3. So a good sign, you know, things are –
Final seconds here. G. Mason on the floor. Also, yeah, seeing Logan Paulsrud getting some action. David Turhark out there. Also, I think Carson Wiedemeyer got a moment on the floor. Congratulations, Superior. They beat Chippewa 72-56. Back with the postgame in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
There was one day.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Competition drives us to be our best.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
It's back, Country RV's annual open house. Mark your calendars for March 8th through the 12th. Country RV's open house is on location, and if you've not been out before, you need to come out and see what all their customers found out. Voted by the Valley as one of the best 6 years running, is proud to still be independently owned, owner-operated, and providing their customers with the same products and service since 1997, which all starts with one word, pride. Looking to buy, upgrade, or just getting started? Come and see why Country RV has the most loyal and repeat customers around. Shop their full inventory, new or used, travel trailers, fifth wheels, park models, and toy hauler, big, medium, and small. See them all with more units coming yet for spring. Save on parts, accessories, holding tanks, hitching, and more. Country RV's open house and RV show is coming March 8th through the 12th. Learn more today at countryrvwi.com.
Well, the Cardinals have some company in defeat as Chippewa Falls loses it 72-56. But Eric Benarski, I'll let you tell, how did the Oshkosh West game at Oakland Memorial for the boys turn out?
Well, from the appearance of the crowd and a couple of the announcements, apparently Memorial got upset.
Right.
I don't know. We haven't heard a score yet. But
they already announced, though, they did. The public addresser announcer announced that Oshkosh West won, and that it'll be West here at Superior tomorrow night. So Superior, where the Cards were hoping to come here and do what they did a month ago and beat Superior again and potentially face Oshkosh West at Chi-High. Well, Oshkosh West did their end, and they'll be coming to Superior for tomorrow night's game here at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and really tonight, too, Superior did their job. I mean, outplayed us, deserved every bit of this victory that they got.
So at the other end, though, the news as Chippewa Falls McDonald up big in their D5, it's a final now, 66-41. The Max win their game, and they move on to a regional final, which will be on WDOGO tomorrow night. So we've got a Max doubleheader tomorrow. The girls, 1 o'clock to 12:30 pregame, as they are facing Siren for the right to go to the rec center and State for the second straight year. Meanwhile, for the boys, they face the regional final, and that one coming up tomorrow night. And that also, I imagine, about a 6:30 pregame here on WDOGO. So keep in mind, 12:30 and 6:30, Max girls, Max boys.
Yeah.
But here, let's get to this postgame, the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Let me just give this brief description. Early on, we had three ties on our way at 3, 6, and 8, but then Superior, the Cardinal offense went real cold and real quiet, and the Cards were outscored on a 16-0 run. And in some ways, you could say Superior almost, they never trailed again. They got out to a 24-8 lead. The Cards finally stopped it, got two baskets. The Superior coach called the timeout, 24-12. At halftime, it was just a 6-point game. You had to feel some hope. But even the start of the second half, Eric Benarski, boy, this Superior squad, they really, that aggressiveness. You talked about, as a former player and coach yourself, you didn't like the body language you saw when the players returned to the court.
No, I didn't. And, you know, what started in the first half continued in the second half. Superior got second and third chances, and our turnovers or their pressure got to us creating turnovers on our side. And not that teams aren't going to have turnovers, but the kind that seemed to have doomed us all year. And Superior took great advantage of every one of them. Mm. Every time we made a run, it seemed like they would answer it with a three or an and one. You know, they played really well.
And certainly we'll get to those statistics. Let's do that right now, because certainly for Superior, what stands out is Trayson Sandiger. He comes in averaging 17 a game. I don't have the numbers he had against Chi-High in that game one, but he had 31 tonight. And he lit it up. He had 18 in the first half, 13 in the second half. Also, Danon Lull, kind of unexpected. He is their third leading scorer, actually. Lull, a 6'5 senior, He had just 2 points in the first half, but, boy, he finished with, I think, 17. So he really stepped up after intermission as well. And you got to like the 6'5 freshman, Calvin Anderson, who stepped up as well in a significant way tonight with 1 3-pointer and then also had, I think, about 6 2-pointers and a couple of free throws in that first half as well.
Yeah, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, when you mentioned two freshmen out there starting,
yeah.
There's a reason. You know, they're good. I mean, when you're talking Division I high school basketball and freshmen are playing and starting, there's a reason. Those kids are probably pretty good.
Right, and Anderson finishes with 15. He's got a great basketball frame. Isel with 2, 4 for Anring, 3 for Carter Lambert as well. But really, Trayson Saniger, for much of the game, he had more than half their points. He finishes with 31 of their 72 as guys like Lull really stepped it up. But there you go. And meanwhile, on the Chippewa Falls and Christian Krumbaker finishes with 10. Kansas Smith with 4. Jackson Tomczak we had with 6. Jackson Google with 3. Trent Linder tonight with 11 points.
And might be more. Might be more for Trent.
Okay.
10. I got 12 points. Okay, 12 points.
Okay, 12 points for Linder. And
I think, Mason had 20.
Yeah. Mason finishes with 20 tonight. But, again, 8 different seniors. But this is obviously a painful loss. Not the way they wanted their season to end, 14-11. First tournament game and an exit, but instead of Chi-High and Memorial, which maybe on paper people would have thought, but instead it's going to be Oshkosh West coming to Superior tomorrow night.
Yeah, to think that Superior was probably thinking, oh, geez, we got to drive down to Eau Claire tomorrow. Well, no, they get to sleep in and have a nice lunch and wait for Oshkosh to come up here.
There you go. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. A final break, and when we come back in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, we'll close it out with some highlights from this painful loss, a 16-point defeat for the Cards at Superior on WOGO.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee, spilling it on yourself, your favorite pair of pants, splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Innovation. Even
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
I.com.
Tough loss for the Cards here tonight as they lose 72-56 at Superior. Maybe some salve in the wound for some people that Memorial also lost. So they did meet at the regular season finale just last Saturday, but no third meeting for those teams. Yes, Oshkosh West upsets the number one seed in this region. All right, let's get you some of the highlights from initially some from the first half. Kansas Smith. Smith, right side, finds Tomczak. Boy, it'd be nice if he can light it up. He drives, deflected. Minarski for three. Got it. His second three for Minarski, and the Cards tied at six. And again, just quickly commenting here, Eric Minarski. I mean, Mason, we said just overall for the Cardinals, I mean, their shooting percentage wasn't what they wanted tonight, but he hit his first two threes, and after that, not as much success from long range.
Yeah, you know, and kind of a product of the system. Like, we don't see a lot of zone defenses.
Yeah.
But
Superior plays it well.
They do, and so we weren't fluent. You know, we couldn't get in that groove to really, you know, maybe impose our will, you know, and they took advantage of that, and we didn't.
All right, we got more highlights. First of all, first half. Zeke Johnson out on top for the Cardinals now. Minarski on the left wing. Goes down low to Lindner. Got it. Nice play.
Get a three off this.
Kansas gets it in. Tomczak, three-pointer on the way. Off the rim, no good. Krumbaker rebound. Kansas Smith, left hand, put it up and in. So there you go. The Cardinals back within six. And that's where it was as we went to the second half. And here's
they lead it by nine.
Down low, Tomczak, spin move, drop, got it. Nice job by Jackson Tomczak.
Hopefully that catapults him, gets him going here.
For Chippewa, down 13 with just over 15 minutes to go. Cardinals struggling against this 3-2 zone. Tomczak cutting in through the defense. He's going to put it up and in. His second hoop of the second half. 25 of Superior's 43. Minarski, deep left corner, buries that one for three, and the Cardinals sure needed that. For Saniger, and they go back to a 12-point lead. Krumbaker scores at the other end. And a couple more highlights in that second. On the far side, back to CC. Christian will drive, pull up a tough shot off the glass. No, Jackson. Tomczak, rebound is good.
That's what we need right there. Toughness down low.
And one more highlight that could have been the game changer, but proved not to be.
Starts with a stop.
Yep. 11-point game, 7:15 to go. Easton Bob on the defense on the freshman Anderson. Stolen away by Minarski. There's the clean steal. He's going to take it. He got pushed. Put it in! Amazing shot by Minarski. He got shoved and he got shoved hard. And I don't know, it was just a flip off the glass. That was sweet. There you go. I was impressed by that play. Anyhow, as Chippewa comes up short here tonight in Superior, losing 72-56. Some final thoughts, some tributes to the seniors, and a look at the Wogo Sports Calendar after this final timeout.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like, from caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Czech Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
It's back. Country RV's annual open house. Mark your calendars for March 8th through the 12th. Country RV's open house is on location, and if you've not been out before, you need to come out and see what all their customers found out. Voted by the Valley as one of the best 6 years running, is proud to still be independently owned, owner-operated, and providing their customers with the same products and service since 1997, which all starts with one word, pride. Looking to buy, upgrade, or just getting started? Come and see why Country RV has the most loyal and repeat customers around. Shop their full inventory, new or used, travel trailers, fifth wheels, park models, and toy hauler, big, medium, and small. See them all with more units coming yet for spring. Save on parts, accessories, holding tanks, hitching, and more. Country RV's open house and RV show is coming March 8th through the 12th. Learn more today at countryrvwi.com.
Our final break before we wrap it up here, we're going to ask Eric Minarski to, again, you know, the way it worked out, just saying, we got here and Chahai was warming up at another facility, and so we waited at the 6:35 pregame, and so we weren't able to talk to the coach beforehand, and then obviously after this game was done, we're up here in the balcony, the north balcony, and so we'll catch up with Coach Peru later on, but not as a part of this broadcast tonight, but I want to just look at the well, tell you what, we'll do the tribute to seniors. I'll close it out with the World Go Sports calendar. We'll hit the road. Eight different seniors in this Chahai team. Let's just, if you could say, you know these guys a little bit more than me. And so Zeke Johnson, a 5'11 senior.
Yeah, he's a great kid. One thing about Zeke this year that I'm so proud of, he wasn't getting a lot of minutes in the first half of the season, but yet he was ascended to captain based on how he was practicing.
Nice.
So he didn't give up. He didn't quit. He didn't turn in, you know, his stuff, and he stuck it out, and he got rewarded, and he ended up playing a little more at the end of the year. I'm very proud of that kid.
Absolutely. Another senior, the 6-foot point guard, Christian Krumbaker.
Well, you know, I'm going to lump Christian and Kansas in a little bit, you know, because I've had those two when I was coaching them at young, and they're very similar type of players with their motor. I mean, two guys that, you know, in Kansas, I mean, we know he just, you know, he'll wreck himself on the court. He plays so hard. And Christian's, you know, 1A. I mean, he's right there, too. Two good kids that have put in a lot of time and a lot of sweat into this group.
Also, we move on to Jackson Tomczak, the 6'7 senior.
Yeah, here's a kid, too, that you know, bleeds basketball and very good player, very good shooter. Just got to figure out a couple things, and he's going to have a really bright future. I know he wants to play post-high school, and I think he'll be able to do it. Just got to work on a couple things, and he'll be just fine.
I'm just getting right now, as we just interrupt that, to say Oshkosh West beat Memorial 78-71 tonight. So 78-71, Oshkosh West winning at the Eagles Nest. We'll have some other Division I scores for you in a moment. But as we work our way through these seniors, Jackson Google, the 6-foot senior.
Well, here's another one where I'll put him and Trent kind of together. Two guys that I coached throughout, too, and they were on the B team on some of those years, and to ascend to prominent roles, you know, on this varsity squad is very impressive. Two hard workers,
yeah.
You know, and I couldn't be more proud of either one of them either. Hmm.
Logan Paulsrud got in at the tail end tonight, the 6'2 senior.
Yeah, I love that kid. He was a neighbor of ours, kind of growing up, or good buddy of Mason's, and he was a kid who knew what his role was going to be, and he accepted it. And when you get a kid like that, that shows team. You know, it shows a lot of things, and very proud of that kid. And you know, he was a good addition to this team, whether it be for the locker room, whether it be for practice, and to get in and see him play, I'm very proud of him.
And finally, The one you know best, you're the 6-foot senior, the second leading scorer in Chi basketball history, Mason Minarski.
Yeah, he. I love that kid. He's put in so much time. He's a good student. You know, he's a lot of good at everything. You know, all the best of me is in him and not the worst, you know, which is good. And I couldn't be more proud for that kid. He's had to just imagine on he puts up with me, you know. And, you know, people say, well, that probably helped. Yeah, I like to think that. But when you got to put up with me trying to help, I mean, he's put up with a lot and he's overcome it. And you're right. He had a great career. Couldn't be more proud of him as a son and as a player.
Can we say in terms of what he's looking at as a future?
Yeah, like I said, he committed to UW-Eau Claire back in August, and you know, he's nervous just like any high school kid is. And I'll pester him some more and talk to him some more, and we'll try to calm those nerves and try to let him know it's going to be the best time of his life.
Stepping up to the other level. So again, thanks so much, Eric, for sharing in this tonight. Let's get you the scores here, you and the others. So, yeah, most notably, other than Chi losing to Superior 72-56 here, as we cover this in the post-glass and mirror post-game show on WOGO, we can tell you that it was Memorial losing at home 78-71, what I said, right? Yeah, also it was D.C. Everest, a 7-seed, winning over the 10-seed Appleton East 46-41. Hortonville, a 4-seed, beats 13th-seed Holman 67-44. It was the 2nd-seed Hudson advancing over the 15th-seed Wausau West 58-39. Also, Marshfield, the 5-seed, beats the 12th-seed Appleton North, loses to them, actually, 58-49. So Marshfield bounced. So there's another upset. So several upsets here. And actually, really, right, Chi got the 9-seed. So I guess in terms of the way that they WI did it, they don't have the Chi score up at the WI. The only score we don't have in the region is Nina versus Stevens Point. We don't have, but some of the matchups tomorrow, it's good for the regional final, Hortonville and Appleton North, Hudson and D.C. Everest, and we do know here Oshkosh West will be visiting Superior. So, again, our sports calendar, it's a MAC doubleheader tomorrow as the MAC boys winning 66-41 at home over Rib Lake tonight. So that pregame for them in the regional final tomorrow, 6:30 with a tip-off of 7 o'clock. But earlier in the day, the MAC girls in the sectional final in Barron against Siren, coming off that win over Prairie Farm the other night. That's a 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock tip tomorrow. So MAC's doubleheader, join us for that. We'll get this broadcast, the podcast, up at wogo.com. Thanks so much to Eric Minarski sitting in for his friend Dave Check. For Zach Wycheck back at our Wogo studio, thanks for being our air traffic controller amidst some unique challenges here this evening. Thanks to our chief engineer, Pat Wall, for looking into those. I'm Mark Halverson. Again, the final score tonight, it's Superior, ending the Cardinals season 72-56. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, by Northwestern Bank, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, East Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson's Water Care, Post Glass and Mirror, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, by Trust Point, Country RV, and by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Thanks for listening to Chi High Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.